Steve Moore, good friend, Steve Moore. Steve and I worked on a lot of things together.
Sometimes, a lot of battles together.
Yeah, but sometimes we're together, sometimes we haven't right. always been. But Steve's a Fox commentator, Wall Street Journal columnist, author of a new book, Fueling Freedom. Buy it, and I'll read it.
But you're thank you, Bert. And by the way, I don't remember any fights that we've been on the opposite sides of. But by the way, people can't buy the book yet because it will be out in April of 2016.
Okay, yeah. But I won't have to buy
okay,
one.
Fantastic.
You'll get one to me.
I promise, and I'll leave an autograph.
Okay.
Of course, you'll have to pay me $21.95.
Yeah, right. I knew you'd get around to it. Okay, tell me. Yeah. We've had $40 oil, and how has it affected the U.S. economy? You're an economist. Yeah. Aren't you?
Sure, I am.
And
look,
I'm a geologist.
Right. So for your industry, it's been bad news, obviously, because your price is way down. Back, I was looking in around June, July of 2014, the price of oil was $105 a barrel. Now it's down to $40 to $45 a barrel. So obviously, if you're a producer, that's
you
bad news.
You said $105 makes me cry.
Those were the good old days, right? You would do for $100 a barrel. So, but look, for the rest of the economy, it's been a boom. I'll give you an example, just a rule of thumb. For every one penny reduction in the price of gasoline at the pump, that puts about $1 billion or more in the hands of consumers. That means instead of having to spend the money at the pump.
Tell me if this is right, that 78% of that saved by the consumer went back into, I guess, consumer products or something, but it went back into the economy.
Yeah, well, I'll give you an example. I mean, I have friends who own, restaurants like Applebee's and Outback Steakhouses, and they say, we can tell what our next week's sales will be based on what the gasoline price is, because people are living, paycheck to paycheck, and if they have to spend, if it only costs them $40 to fill up rather than $80 to fill up, they can use that extra money to go out for dinner or something like that. So it does have an impact. But the biggest area, so it saves consumers a lot of money, but I think even bigger than that, Boone, is the impact that it has on our American producers. So for example, we're seeing in America, and I'm very excited about this, we're seeing a renaissance in our steel industry, our auto industry, our technology industry, transportation, and those all benefit from a low price of oil.
You know, I said that back there 2 years ago. I said, you're going to have this stuff coming back to the United States.
Yep.
And it did. It happened because we have the lowest
you had it right.
in the world.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
So you were right. And by the way, this is an important point. The lowest price of electric power, for example, in America, in the world, is the United States. And this is hurting our competitors, Germany, Japan, China. You go to a lot of areas. I was in Grand Rapids, Michigan, not long ago. Grand Rapids, Michigan, and
you
it's
remember who's from Grand Rapids?
Jerry Ford.
That's where his library is.
And his library is too.
Yeah.
And it's a manufacturing town. It's coming back big time. And I asked them, what's the number one factor behind the comeback? And they said low energy prices. So that's what you guys are doing.
Yep, that's exactly right. Yep. Okay, now Russia moves into Syria. Is that going to impact, they have the big base, big Navy base there, and they for sure wanted to, can see reason for them to be there. They don't want to lose that. That's the only base I think they have around the world,
right.
And they don't want to lose that base. Okay, that's one reason from there. But do you see their coming back? Coming in, they got kicked out of Mideast in 73, didn't they? And so here they're back in now. It was a pretty easy entry for them.
Yeah. Look, I see this as an energy play. I think that notwithstanding, there's two things. I mean, Putin likes to flex his muscle, and we have a president who's a weakling, unfortunately, and I think it's very dangerous.
His muscles look bigger around our president.
I think that's exactly right, and he's a bully. He's like the guy who kicks sand in the face of the wimp on the beach, and this is a problem for our national security, the fact that Putin is basically becoming adventuresome around the world, and I think what his what he's trying to do is I think he would like to start the old band up again and get OPEC powerful again. They can drive up the price of oil. As you know, I mean, Russia is a major producer of oil. I think you told me they produce even more. Do they produce more oil than we do or about the same amount?
No, they're producing more than we are. Yeah. We got up to 9.6 million barrels. They're 10-1.
They're above us.
But they're right up there with the Saudis.
Now, who has a higher marginal cost? Do we or do they?
We do. So we do because they're not drilling.
They're not
much.
Doing the okay.
We're doing a lot of we were doing a lot of drilling.
Right.
So our costs were higher. But the Saudis got up to 10-6 and they held it for about 6 or 7 months. I didn't believe they could do that. I didn't think they were sustainable above 10,
mm-hmm.
but they were. And now their production has come down to 10-2, and the Russians are coming down. We came down from 9-6 to 9-1.
Okay.
So you're going to have the supplies coming down, so
right.
and demand has been very
and
strong.
We're not doing as much drilling for new oil as we used to, so that's going to bring our production.
We were 1,609 right. rigs for oil.
Right.
We now are down to a new low of 614.
We've gone from 1,600 to 650?
Yeah. No, so 614, I think.
That's a huge reduction. So, look, I think this is a plot to, and you remember this obviously better than anyone, but in the 70s, when we had OPEC at the zenith of their power, they were able to wreck the American economy. So that does worry me, both from a national security and economic standpoint.
Well, what do you think? I mean, you got the Russians back in the Mideast, and I believe, just look at what's not under their control, but they can touch it. That you take Mideast oil and Russian oil, and you have over 50% of the oil in the world.
Right.
That is huge.
It's dangerous. It's dangerous for American industry. It's a dangerous for our economy. And this is what I'm saying. I think they're going to try to, have a deal. Let's drive up the price to, I don't know, you bet know better than I do, but, $70, $80 a barrel. And, that would be, again, good for American producers, but it would be terrible for the American economy because we'd have to send more and more money.
Well, there is another side of that.
Okay.
All right. You run her back up to $70 or $80 a barrel, you'll put rigs to
that's
work.
True. There's no doubt about it. They'll
so
come
you're
right
gonna
back.
Bring oil production up.
That's true.
But we use 18 million barrels a day and import half of it.
I thought we were about 65% domestic. No?
No. We import half of it.
Okay, so that's still a big number. I thought it was less than
that. But it comes from friendly Canada. Some
right, in Mexico.
Million barrels a
right.
day from Mexico.
Right.
And so from the Mideast, we only get about 1,200,000 barrels right. a day. That's
well,
all.
Well, here's my point about this, Boone. If we were to do certain things, build pipelines, the Keystone and other pipelines that we need. If we were to lift the ban on exporting our oil and gas, if we were to allow drilling on our federal lands, if we were to relax some of these absurd...
Wait a second.
Okay, sorry, I'm getting ahead of you, but...
Well, I'm going to hold you up on federal lands.
Yeah.
You don't need it.
Well, it would help. I mean, my goodness.
It wouldn't help.
No?
No, you have so much to drill in the United States. Oil... And you don't even want to drill for natural gas. I mean,
right? Because
the price
it's so cheap,
is so
yeah.
pitiful.
Yeah, but they've oil there.
But we've got oil. You don't have to go to federal lands. Federal lands are in the West primarily.
Right.
And what you have in the West is some gas, a little oil, but federal lands. If you want to go OCS,
what about offshore?
Right. It's too expensive.
Too expensive. Okay. Yeah. Well,
so
at some point it won't be though. I mean, this is my point: is that We should, my only point, Boone, is that we should be using our natural resources because every barrel, and it's very simple, it's so obvious, every barrel that we drill here is one less barrel that we have to buy from our enemies. I mean, and that's so obvious. So what you're doing is not just good for the American economy, it's a savior to the American national security. I don't get why we're not doing everything possible to be producing our own energy, especially because we produce it, the cleanest energy in the world as well.
Well, move your heavy-duty trucks over to natural gas. If you do that,
right.
you'll save 3 million.
So that's huge, too. I'm all in favor of it.
I don't
want the government to, this is where we've probably had disagreements, I don't want the government to subsidize it, but
no.
I'm all in favor of American trucks and American military and, when it's economical to convert over to natural gas. Look, natural gas, it's a wonder fuel. It's cheap, It's made in America, it's abundant, and it's clean. I mean, why wouldn't we use it?
Okay, here's one that we could go 20 minutes on.
Okay.
Let's go two.
Okay.
Okay, but can you believe that Volkswagen cheated on emission tests?
No. I think they should be criminally liable if it was done intentionally.
I can't believe they did that, because what it is, their diesel, there's only two fuels that'll move an 18-wheeler. Is natural gas
and diesel.
Diesel.
Right.
Now, battery light duty, yes.
Right.
And all. But here you've got diesel. That's what their problems were. Emission tests there. They have got, I think, serious problems. I think the industry may have serious problems.
So what is your point?
My point is, how did others meet the EPA emission standards?
That's a good question.
Were they just better engineers?
I don't know.
Volkswagen?
I actually don't know. This is above my pay grade.
Okay.
I mean, it's a good question, though. And were they cheating too?
It's going to have an interesting.
Yeah. And by the way, if it is true that, you know, see, this is why my environmental friends, you know, bug me. It's like, you say you want cleaner air, say you want less carbon in the atmosphere. Well, we have a way to do that, and that's through natural gas. So not only would this be good for the economy and for good for national security, it would be good for reducing greenhouse gas emissions. Now, that's not a big priority for me, but it is for them, so they should be applauding this. They should be applauding natural gas production.
They live in a dream world.
Right.
The dream world is a battery is going to solve.
Well, not just that, but I think they're against anything that works. A lot of them are just Luddites. They're against industrialization. Some of them just want to slow down.
How do they like not eating?
Well, that's a great question. That's a great question.
Okay, now export natural gas and all.
Get rid of the export.
Have it.
Do it. Look,
sure.
The president should sign an executive order tomorrow, and if he won't do it, you know, this is all the more reason we need a Republican president.
Unbelievable. Who will do it. To sit around 6 years on the Keystone Pipeline.
It's not only unbelievable.
It shows you how the Canadians.
It's unpatriotic.
It is.
These are American jobs.
It shows you though how the Canadians love us.
What do you mean?
They want to do business with us.
Of course.
It's right.
Yeah.
And
it's a win-win.
They are sitting there patiently. Wait, they know now the Keystone Pipeline will be built. It will be built.
I believe you're true.
Yeah,
I mean, because
it's
there's
and,
no argument
and
against
they've
it.
They've waited this long.
Although you saw Hillary Clinton 2 or 3 weeks ago came out against the Keystone Pipeline. I mean, she has sold her political soul to the extreme Greens, and I'm very disappointed in her.
Well, she may have. I don't know. I started to say something about Hancock.
That's not said.
But, okay, Keystone, I had that on my list that we talked about. But what do you think in the House of Representatives? Can you believe
Paul Ryan. I love Paul Ryan. I would love to see him to be the Speaker of the House. I think he is a pro-growth, pro-energy, pro-America. He's one of the most charismatic young leaders our party has today. So I'm so excited about the prospect. And I've told Paul, he's a good friend, and I've told him, Paul, I don't care what you say. You don't want to do it. You have to do it for the good of your country and your party.
Well, Paul, I too am a big backer of his.
Good.
Tell you how straight that guy is. I said, I've got a lot of quail on my ranch. We have had an unbelievable, and this was last year, hatch of quail. And he's a hunter. And his wife is from Medill, Oklahoma, down in southern Oklahoma.
I know.
And I said, I'll pick you up, fly you over to the ranch, and hunt quail for a couple of days with me. And he said, Boone, I'll drive over there and hunt with you maybe. But he said, I can't fly in your airplane.
He's a man of it, you know, great integrity, and he can't be bought. And you know, not that you were trying to buy him, but I mean, he's a you know, Reaganite. He believes in the power of lower taxes and, you know, incentives and sound money and all these things that would be good for America. So I love Paul. I hope he takes the job.
I do too.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. The what else do we have to talk about?
For presidency. You know, who is going to lead this party? Because, you know.
Oh, I think Donald Trump's the guy.
You know.
I heard him say that last night.
Yeah, by his own admission,
yeah.
Right? You know, this is wide open. I know that you've supported many candidates, but Carly Fiorina, I just wanted to put in a word for Carly. I love the woman. I think she's a superstar. I think, you know, the way that she, I love the idea of Carly versus Hillary, if Hillary is the nominee for the Democrats. And, you know,
I'd
so
love
I'd
it if she
that.
Was.
Yeah, or at least be on the ticket. I think it's really important that we
you're going to Carly. But I'd love for Hillary to be
the Democrat. I mean,
yes, sir.
I think you're right. I think you're right.
We can beat her.
You know, Boone, I've said I've been in politics for 30 years. I've known Jay Rasser for about all those 30 years. And there's been three politicians who just head and shoulders above the rest: Ronald Reagan, Bill Clinton, and Barack Obama. There's something about them, an aura. The reason I bring that up is Hillary does not have that X factor. She is not likable. She's a cold fish. I don't think the American voters are going to warm up to her, and I think we're going to beat her.
Listen, I think she's dug a hole that too deep. And she's still digging. And
I think that's right, but I think she's still likely to be the Democratic nominee,
okay.
Even if Joe Biden gets in.
If she is, yeah. We can beat her.
We agree on almost everything, and I think that's right. But we have to be smart about this. We've got to pick a candidate who can win, because I do believe, I mean, we always say this, but this is a really important election, because if the Republicans lose this election, everything that Barack Obama has done, which in my opinion, almost everything he's done on the economy has been negative, all of those will become cemented in place and we'll never be able to repeal them. And that will be very damaging for the economy going forward. I'll just close this by saying I'm very bullish on the U.S. economy right now. If you get somebody in the White House who is pro-business, pro-American energy, pro-worker, pro-production, we're going to see the biggest boom in this country you ever saw. And the upside is so huge.
Energy's a big part.
A huge part of it. No question about
it.
And
nobody ever says anything about it.
I do. I say it every speech I give. That's what I'm in town for. I talk
Steve,
to the old gas people.
That's why you're Fox and writing books and everything else, because you've been ahead of the crowd.
Well, the other thing about this, Boone, I know we've used up too much time, but it's a tribute to entrepreneurs like you, innovators, the people, risk takers. This is a technology revolution. The energy industry, that's what I've come
to
understand. It's a technology industry.
Exactly.
And it's amazing. You're a testament to how the digital age is changing the world for a better place. Yes. So thank you for what you do.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
Thanks.